The baby gotta go to court for another fight.
Girl wanna fight cause a man looking at my round of sight.
And a man mad cause I put her on a flight. Hey, hey, hey. We talking this. Hey, hey,
we talking this.
Hey, hey,
we talking this.
Oh my god.
We talking this.
Family, what's going on? We back for Talking Ish. Lisa, what's going on?
Hey, a whole lot and a whole lot of nothing.
Say that shit again. Girl, have you been looking at the news? All of this craziness going on? With these kids.
Which stories?
Okay, so we have the one where the mom is at the bus stop fighting kids. With her kid.
No.
They pretty much jumping this girl.
Oh, no.
For what? I don't understand.
Wow.
Because the young lady, if there was to be a physical altercation, the young lady looked like she can handle herself.
Okay.
It does not seem like, you know, she's one of those kids to get bullied and not defend herself. She was beating the girl down pretty well.
And
wow. I'll put up the video, let y'all see. It was pretty brutal.
That's too bad. I don't like fighting, period. You know what I mean?
And that is a conversation my friend and I were having the other day. Like, we're too grown to be out here fighting, especially if it's not our job. If you're not a boxer, a wrestler, kickboxer, MMA fighter, like, what the hell? What are we doing?
Right. Right, I got you. I mean, come on, guys. It's ugly. I just don't like to see fighting, period. And especially fighting out in the street. And can we all just get along?
If not get along, just leave each other the hell alone?
Well, no. Can we all just get along? You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, I wonder, some people be spazzing out and it just be a thing to where you just need to walk away.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, we need to stop looking ridiculous out in these streets.
That is for sure. And when I say leave each other alone, I mean, like, if you know you don't like this person for whatever reason, they rub you the wrong way, or you know you're having a bad day, don't engage. Don't engage with people.
Period.
This is something that I'm trying to teach my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's very emotional. She, you know, she brings all of her emotions into every situation. She lets all of these things get to her.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep telling her, you know, that's unhealthy.
Yeah.
You allowing the outside world, this one situation, to make you this upset to where your day is ruined.
Yeah.
You can't focus on nothing else but this one situation, this one comment, this ugly negative energy. And it could have been prevented if you just not engage. It's not worth it. Because 9 times out of 10, that's what people want.
Absolutely. Oh, baby. The best comeback is no comeback at all. Ooh, that make them real, real mad.
And I've learned that at an early age. My cousin and I, we have a similar thought process when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were younger, we used to get into, I'm not going to say a lot of, you know, disagreements or what have you, but people used to get so pissed off because we would not engage with them the way they wanted us to.
Right.
That we wouldn't engage, we wouldn't sit back and yell and argue and waste our energy.
Mm.
And the quieter or the chiller we were, the angrier they became. But in that situation, to onlookers, to people looking at the situation, they're like, well, what the hell is your problem? Because obviously, she doesn't have a problem. Obviously, he doesn't have a problem. So you need to go figure out what the hell is going on with you.
Yeah, I think that I'm a firm believer that people need to really take hold of their emotions. Like I said, the best clap back is no clap back at all. But people can't control their emotions. But they said this, and they did this, and they said that. Guess what? You don't say a mumbling word, they gonna be over there so salty. Okay? They gonna be so, like you said, so angry. Okay? They gonna blow a gasket because they didn't get a rise out of you that they expected to. When they said what they said.
And when I tell you.
People don't realize that, though. They want to clap back. They want to fight. They want to show up at somebody's job. They want to show up at somebody's house. You understand what I'm saying? You know. Baby, please.
And I think the heavens, no one has ever shown up to my house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This happened to my mother when she was younger.
Yeah,
like a whole neighborhood full of girls showed up to fight my mom.
Yeah, just an example on how salty they are on the other line or on the other end because you didn't respond the way that they wanted you to. They want you to engage in the shenanigans. Guess what? I don't have time for the shenanigans. When shenanigans come knocking at my door, I don't answer.
And when I say show up. When you say show up at your door,
mm-hmm.
I mean knock on the door. We want to fight her.
Uh-huh. Right.
We want to fight her. Now, from the story my mom told me, it was at least 20 girls
Mm-mm.
outside.
Mm-mm. They was real angry, wasn't they?
Yeah, and for one, my mom didn't go outside like that. My mom was very much a homebody.
Was it about a boy?
Yes, in a sense. It was about my uncle.
Okay. mm-hmm.
But they didn't like my mom already.
Yeah.
So they was just looking for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, my aunt and uncle often gave them reason. They're younger than my mom. So my mom mm-hmm. had to be the protector. You know, don't let nobody mess with your younger siblings. That's how, you know, we were raised.
Right.
So when they showed up, my grandfather, who I now know is my step-grandfather, God rest his soul,
okay.
He told them, y'all not going to jump her. Y'all going to fight her one-on-one. And he took her in the kitchen and said, now, they done showed up to your house. You better whip all of your ass. After the first, I want to say, three girls got their ass whipped, nobody else wanted to fight. And my mom always taught me, like, when somebody shows up on your door, That's a different level, you know, of disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
You don't allow nobody to come to your home
mm-hmm.
and disrespect you.
It don't be that deep. It don't even be that deep on their end. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What the heck are you doing at my house? I ain't never had that happen either.
I thank the heavens because I take a page from my grandma book. She don't pay. She'll tell you to get some hot water.
Listen, my bad. Come this show up at my door.
Uh-oh.
I was 25. And it was a woman that was you know, my mother's age. You know,
mm-hmm.
I didn't want to put them paws on her. But I had to because she started it.
Right. Listen.
She started. You know what I mean? And she ended up, she came with intention because she had a cup of bleach in her cup.
Yep. Mm-mm.
And she threw it on my kid's father.
Oh no. Mm-mm. Hell no.
So she ended up getting that ashtray beat and also going to jail for assault with a caustic chemical. I do believe that was the charge.
Oh.
I'm pronouncing that right. But she ended up getting her ashtray beat and going to jail. And I was the only one to put the paws on her.
And see, that reminds me of another situation a friend of mine had recently where her boyfriend's ex, who can't let go, showed up
mm-hmm.
to her door
mm-hmm.
talking, just telling a whole bunch of lies. Oh, he's pregnant, this, that, and the third. I'm pregnant with his baby.
Yeah.
You know, all the shenanigans. But she
yeah.
showed up to her door.
Mm-hmm.
Her daughter lives there.
Yeah.
You don't show up to my house with this bull.
No, you don't show up to nobody's house, period.
Especially nowadays, you don't know what the hell nobody's holding. And I was seen another video, this was a while back,
mm-hmm.
that this reminded me of, because little girl was in her house. She's no older than 10.
Mm-hmm.
And neighborhood bully, from the caption of the video, says like the neighborhood bully is, you know, telling her to come outside. She wants to fight her. She knows like her and the little brother are there alone.
Mm-hmm.
The mom is at work or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And she's threatening to fight this little girl. Now she's got quite a size on this little girl.
Yeah.
Like I said, the little girl is no older than 10.
Mm-hmm.
And this girl is around 15, looks like.
Mm-hmm.
She could have been younger, but like I said, looks like 15. Because these kids nowadays, I don't know. I don't.
Yeah.
That's another topic. But it's...
yeah. Okay.
But... she's banging on the door, kicking on the door, screaming. There's like, you know, a nice size group with her, you know, egging her on, telling
wow.
the little girl to come outside, I'm gonna whip your ass, come outside, whoop, 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 whoop.
Mm.
And the little girl is like, get away from my door.
Right.
And she's like, come outside and get your ass whipped. Now, when the little girl does come outside, like I told y'all earlier, my grandma always told me, get you a brick or a pot of water. And she got that pot of water, and she threw it on the first three
that
was closest to the door.
Ooh-wee.
And they ran away screaming and hollering and crying.
No,
let me tell you something. I'm going to try to put that video in. But my young girl, she got them off her porch.
Well, she sure did.
And when they seen her the next day, they didn't even want to look her way. They was talking shit, but from a distance.
What'd you say, from a distance?
Yes, because they didn't approach her. And I seen in my own neighborhood, my neighbor down the street, there was a car full of women showed up to this lady's house. And at first, you know, she was like, I don't want to fight you. This was over a guy, from what I surmised after, you know, hearing and seeing what transpired.
Yeah.
The young lady got pulled up in the car apparently was with dude right before her or during, I don't know the semantics, but they showed up to this lady's door. Her mother is telling her, you know, don't go out there. Don't go out there.
Wow.
And she like, Mom, they pulled up to the house. Like, what am I going to do?
Well, I got you. You know, I understand.
And she went out there and got her ass whipped, but she went out there.
Yeah, you know, the thing about it, you know, I don't know. I think at some point, you shouldn't go outside. Somebody show up to your house. But I know that emotion, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But you don't want to, and you don't go outside alone, especially if somebody, shows up with a mob, you definitely don't go outside alone, unless you got something, you got that smoke for them, and you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
So we got to use our heads for more than a hat crack, you know. Definitely that. Yeah, you just gotta, man. And the people on the other end are showing up at these people's houses. Y'all bold as I don't know what. I know y'all heard of that woman that got that acid threw off on her.
Yep.
Showing up on the house about a man. And the man was outside too when the chick showed up to this woman's door. It's on YouTube. I don't know how big the story was. I do believe I heard of the lady's name before. But yeah, showed up to this woman's house about a man, and the man was outside, like I said, and the woman inside threw some acid on her. Now, the woman inside that threw the acid on her, you know, she said it wasn't intentional. She said it was an accident because she was using some Drano, and she poured the Drano out of its original container and put it in a cup. Why would you do that? Dummy, dumb, and why would you say that? You was waiting on her. It sounds intentional to me. Because why would you? Because she said it was only a little bitty bit, you know. And I poured it into a cup and discarded the container. Why would you do that?
Lord.
You can I really don't forget. I don't leave stuff out like that. But there's no way in the world that I would pour a glass of a cup of bleach and put it on my counter and accidentally go in there and drink it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing that. I've never done that in my life. So I that was intentional. She was waiting on her to come, and she came, and she threw that bleach on her. She said she thought it was water.
Now
I do believe she thought it was water. She didn't think it was the stuff that she put it in the cup, that Drano, and it really messed this woman up. Bad. And then the dude that they was going back and forth about drove the woman to the gas station or followed her. How did it go? Was she in the car with him? But anyway, at the bottom, at the end of the day, he left her.
Of course.
He left her. You know. It's crazy.
Because he don't want no parts of that now. This is a charge that he's not willing to take for either one of them.
You know, it's crazy. Yeah, she and the woman, the young woman, because it was a younger woman versus an older woman. She ended up going to jail, you know, and she did some time. She did some hard time. She was in the penitentiary, but yeah, all that information is on YouTube. But you know, you people that show up at people's doors because of your emotions.
Mm. Yeah, no.
I recommend you don't do that.
And I keep telling people, you don't show up. But speaking of time and charges, now this young lady and her mother both have, well, the mother already had a record, but now the daughter has a record as well.
Well, you see who we working with. You know, we working with hood chicks, or should we just say hood rats? If you didn't go to jail for protecting your family, so you went to jail for some ratchet ass shit.
And that is because, again, like I said, the mother, she instigated the whole thing. The daughter looks well equipped to handle herself. The mother did not have to have her ass out there in none of it. The little girl that they was fighting on looked like a little girl.
Right.
Does your big grown ass look like out there putting hands on, first of all, somebody else's child? We talked about that last time.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then you call yourself jumping this child with your child. Like, make it make sense.
These ratchet-ass women. Let's just call it what it is. You ratchet as hell.
Can we say women? Because I'm a woman, and I don't act like that.
Hello, somebody. That's crazy. That is crazy. it's that emotion, and in that case, there's more to it than that. With some of these, child.
My friend and I were talking about it, right?
Oh my.
And if you are close in age with your kids, say y'all technically grew up together, and I use air quotes.
Yeah.
This is the type of things you can expect. Because you're no more equipped to be a mom than a dog is who had their first set of litter. Just because you can have a child.
Ooh, child.
Doesn't make you equipped to be a mother.
Well, you know, we can go deeper into that because I don't think that when we get pregnant, you're not equipped. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I get what you're saying. So I wouldn't use the word equipped. It's another word for that. You know, because I don't think any woman that has their first child is equipped to be a mother because it's going to be their first time. You know, okay, you're going to have the formula, the clothes, and all that stuff. You know, you're going to listen to what your mama told you, you know, whatnot, so forth. But are you really equipped? So me personally, that word doesn't work with the scenario. Okay?
I'm trying to come up with another word, but it ain't coming to me right.
But I understand what you're saying. I get it.
And I could speak to this personally. My sister had my niece at a very young age, as opposed to, you know, when I had my kids. And there are things that my sister does that I wouldn't even dream of doing as far as, you know, raising my kids.
Okay.
And I have to remember that, you know, she did have my niece at a very young age. So, you know, the mindset is completely different. The mindset is completely off. Because not only are you still developing as a child, but now you're responsible for this other life. And some people don't grasp to that. Now, not to say this lady in this video had her daughter at a young age. She looks fairly young. So it's safe to assume that, but like I said, I don't know. What I do know is a lot of the parents that are out here at the schools and fighting with kids and going back and forth and doing things like that are young parents. And when I say young, like young to the point where kids should have been the last thing that they were worried about, you know. And Lisa, you understand this from a personal standpoint. So it's not to say that you can't do it. You can't grow and get your shit together.
Right.
But a lot of these parents don't, because they were kids themselves.
Well, yes, I get it, you know, but you got, and if you went to your kids, you got to get it together, you know, you got to get it together, you have to be, whatever you do, whatever your kids do, you do, is learn behavior. So, I mean, do you want your kid to, you know, get it together.
And, like I said.
To change your life, if you're young, you should change, you got to tweak your lifestyle a little bit, you got a kid now. You know what I mean?
You're responsible for that life. Look, like, there's no ands, ifs, and buts about it. You're responsible for another human being.
Absolutely. You gotta make some changes. Or else they're gonna be just like you. And y'all both gonna be out in the streets being ratchet together.
And if you see in this video, that's exactly what's happening. The mother got her, first of all, she got her video phone out.
Yeah.
And she is telling her, whip her ass.
Yeah.
The little girl is on the ground already. Mm-hmm. I feel like point was made. Whatever the point was, you won. Point was made.
Okay.
Me as a mother, I don't feel the need to jump in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel the need to add insult to injury.
Yeah, you know, my thing, I guess I should have been a doggone counselor, because see, if it went down like that, the kids wouldn't be fighting in the first place. You know, it wouldn't have been no fight.
Of course.
What is the problem? What's going on? You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna say you go out there and whoop they tail. You know, and I know that that's what I think. My parents did the same thing. You know, I do believe this Italian chick, I think she had pushed me or something like that, and I went in the house, and my mother and my stepfather said, go out there and kick her ass.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, and I did, and we were best friends. We became best friends. Mm-hmm. You know, I went on trips with her and her family, you know, and she went to Disneyland with us and everything. You know, we always ate at one another's house. I sit at their dinner table and eat that good old authentic Italian food, you know. But we became best friends, so I get it. A lot of it's learned behavior. We tell, you know, we grow up and then we tell our kids the same stuff, unless we think about the shit.
Right.
Unless we think about, was my mother or my parents being rational when she said this? But it's learned behavior. And some stuff that our parents told us to do was I mean,
oh no,
it was retarded.
I completely agree. It didn't make all of the sense.
But it was learned behavior. So I mean, like I said, My kids had altercations and things like that. It was a talking to first. Now, I'm an advocate of somebody put their hands on you. You put them paws right back on them. Defend yourself.
Oh, yeah. And this is what I tell my kid all the time.
Yeah, but if it's something to where some kids came to the house, or we were somewhere and something went down, or whatever have you, oh, it's not a fight is not going down.
And that's looked at as a weak. You raising your kid to be a punk? No,
nah,
I'm raising my kid with the tools that she needs to be a functional adult.
There's not going to be a fight if I'm in the midst. There's not going to be no fight.
And that's what people miss. They're like, oh, you need to make sure your daughter whips her ass. Why?
Girl.
What is that going to prove? That's going to prove that they don't have the tools to solve problems other than fighting.
Exactly. That's the thing right there. Somebody put their hands on you. Get at them. Period. There's no question. There's no conversation about that. Defend yourself. Okay? Defend yourself. And a bully might beat their ass whooped too. I'm just saying.
And I 100% agree.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we ain't always got to throw down. That's not the solution to everything.
No, it's not. And it's exhausting. Having to be on that level all the damn time.
Exactly. Learn how to control your emotions. Period. A lot of adults do not know how to control their emotions. They will go off. They'll have a whole job, and will not. This just happened not too long ago. Cannot control the emotions. You know, and almost cost somebody a good job. And see, they look like us. We don't have to do that all the time.
That's the thing, right? You said this person was an adult.
Yeah.
Like we said, that's learned behavior.
Absolutely.
Have they been taught at a young age how to resolve problems?
Exactly. That's
beyond
all I'm saying.
Physical altercation.
Exactly. And that's the most grown folk, grown-ass woman's shit on how to control your emotions and do it with class and grace and shut the whole damn thing down.
And nobody's saying, oh, be punk, be bitch.
It ain't
none of that.
See, that's the wrong. See, they got the they because they thinking they. I don't know where they get that trash ass thinking from. That when you shut it down with class and grace, that you a punk. No, you the strongest bitch in the room. You understand what I'm saying? When you know how to control that emotion. I'm not saying let somebody put their hands on you. Because words, man, what?
And that's, again, when it comes to altercations, right? I teach my kids, just like I was raised up, unless somebody put their hands on you, they can say whatever the hell they want out their mouth. Ignore bullshit, because you know you're beautiful, you know you're smart.
Yeah.
You know you don't got time for none of this.
Yeah.
And
you know.
I myself was bullied. As a kid,
mm-hmm.
A lot in middle school, for real.
Yeah.
But I didn't have a lot of physical altercation because, again, like I said, people can talk shit all they want.
Absolutely. So the bottom line is control your emotions. Okay.
Rein it in, y'all. Rein it in.
Please bring it in. Did you hear about that heifer that went on a 5-day cruise and left her kids home alone?
Oh yeah, we were getting to that.
Woo, child, that just got on my doggone nerves.
Because of the way she did it, it makes me feel like, you know, this wasn't the first time she's left these kids alone for days. She had, you know, things in place, you know.
How disgusting is that?
She told her, but again, this goes back to that babies having babies and not maturing once they have their babies.
I mean, why in the world?
Because if you ask me, that's young thinking.
Ooh,
that's young thinking. I would
mama,
never.
What is your mama? Who raised you? What is your mama and your dad?
From my understanding, she has neither one of them anymore. The closest relative.
You know what? I was a teenage parent.
Yep.
And that's the last thing I would think of doing is leaving my child. I had enough sense, because I always worked. I had enough sense to get a babysitter for my baby. Who does not think of that?
This was okay.
What's wrong with you?
So this is what she said in the court. You know, when they took her in.
Oh my goodness.
She said she had a babysitter. The babysitter was supposed to come to the house.
Okay, so the babysitter wasn't at the house when you left.
She said the babysitter was on the way to the house. She thought by that time, you know, because she was gonna miss. You know, docking.
You know what? Trip canceled. Those kids were under 10 years old. 10 and under.
Yep.
Trip canceled. Period. There's no way I'm going to board a plane or a ship and my babies are home alone hoping that the babysitter makes it. What if the babysitter had an accident before they got there? And apparently, the babysitter wasn't babysitting.
Well, because when she said that, you know, they were like, well, can you provide, you know, phone records, text messages, anything to aid you? And knowing that, like, a babysitter was on the way, that you didn't intentionally leave your children home alone. She could not provide any of that information.
That's lying. Her ass was lying. That's why I said, was the babysitter babysitting?
According to her, her homegirl was supposed to be on the way. Mm-hmm. She let her know that she was running late, but she said she had to go or else she would miss.
Okay, so what happened to the baby, this mysterious babysitter?
She couldn't answer that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Case closed.
She could answer that.
Case closed. This imaginary. Like I said, I had my child at 16 years old. There's no way in the world that I ever even crossed my mind to leave my baby anywhere by himself. Period.
And that, like I said.
At 16. Period.
But that's what I'm saying. A lot of these young parents lack that maturity, lack that, mindset.
Where is her village? Where is her village is my thing.
That's what, from what I understand, again, her mother is no longer alive. They didn't say anything about a father in the picture. But the sister got the kids.
She had no clue that you are not supposed to leave a 10-year-old with a... How old was the other one? 8 or 6?
5 or 6, if I'm remembering
correctly. Something like that. You really, really, boo? Really, boo? To fend for themselves for 5 days, to cook for themselves, to change diapers and shower and change clothes, be properly taken care of, boo. You really, I bet you she was sliding a motherfucker.
Well,
I bet you she had every swimsuit, every sandal, every pair of jeans, and every cocktail dress, every wig, nails on point. To go to on this damn cruise, I bet you she had all that. But you gonna leave your babies at home for 5 days by themselves? Oh my god! And I know a 40-year-old that did that dumb shit.
Oh yeah.
I know a 40-year-old that did that dumb ass shit.
I can't.
Years ago, 40 years old. Going to a doggone Juanita Bynum conference. And left her two young kids by themselves. Okay? No. And did it all the time.
And see,
but they were picked up though. They were picked up.
And see, I like I said, because it's just me and my girls. You know, I've definitely left them at home alone. You know,
mm-hmm.
we have certain ground rules. Never left
mm-hmm.
them for days.
Right. I can understand some hours. But still not that, you know, I think my teenager was 12.
Yeah, that's a 12, 13.
Yeah, 12.
When I first started, you know, testing them, letting me mm-hmm. see, like, how long I can leave them alone.
Right.
If I go out to the store.
Right,
exactly. You know,
those
like
type
that.
Things. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I understand that, you know, mindset of, you know, they're old enough, you know, they can make their own food or whatever. But,
yeah.
like you said, these were babies.
These were babies. They were under 10. I mean, then they say that, okay, I know they said that the house smelled like urine. And it was something about some cooking. Now, I know the house didn't catch
yeah,
on fire.
It didn't catch on fire, but the oldest was trying to, you know, make food for them.
Right.
And ended up melting stuff on the stove.
You know, that's crazy. What? Oh my God! When I heard that, it just pissed me all the way off.
And the neighbor ended up, because I guess they ran out of, like, you know, whatever
mm-hmm.
easy food there was, like whatever yeah. microwavable food. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But they were trying to cook on the stove.
That's crazy. You know, I was a latchkey kid. Okay.
I was too.
My mother, my stepfather, they left out for work. I was the only one left at the house. I had a key around my neck. I got ready for school. I went down to my neighbor's house, and it was a girl and a boy, brother and a sister, and we'd walk up the street. Well, we would walk one block up, one and a half blocks up to the bus stop for the school, you know, the school bus, and we went on to school. And then I would get out of school. I would hang out with a couple of friends. I would hang out with this little girl named Olga, or I would be at the one that lived in the same block, Toya, and I forgot her brother's name. And then I went home. You know, then later on, I think I probably did that maybe for a semester or something, and
okay.
then we got a babysitter, you know. But it was still the same routine. I would still walk down the block, go to my friend's house, we'll walk to the bus stop, boom. You know, but, yeah, that's wild. And, you know, and when I came home from school and I was home alone, I was making bologna sandwiches.
Yeah,
I put that cheese on top of that bread, put it in the oven, you know, make me a cheese sandwich, you know. And I was young. I think I was probably about 7, 8, 9 years old, something like that.
And see, this is what I'm saying. Like, my mom was a single mom. She had to work.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to talk about the men, and I use air quotes,
mm-hmm.
That were in and out of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, my mom was a single mom, and she had to make it happen. She
right.
had to work.
Mm-hmm.
We understood that
mm-hmm.
at our very young age. I was in third
right.
grade. My brother was in kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, like, right before my grandmother moved in.
Mm-hmm.
We would come home from school.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the same school.
Right.
I would get him, and we would walk home.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got in the house, we were to lock the door.
Right.
We yep. weren't even allowed to go outside.
No, ma'am. Mm-mm.
Until my mother got home.
Right.
And we were able to, like you said, make sandwiches.
Right.
We had, I knew how to boil, you know, hot dogs and stuff on the stove.
Yeah.
I knew how to make pancakes and, you know, things like that. That's the first thing I learned how to master.
Yeah.
Going into my mama's kitchen. But
right.
we knew how to do certain things. But
right.
my mom, just like I do with my girls, laid down a certain rules for when she
was
not home.
There's some ground rules. I remember one was when I got home from school, the rule was my mother said, we're gonna call, let the phone ring once, we're gonna hang up, and then we're gonna call back. And so we knew it was them. You know. Other than that, if the phone rang, we knew it wasn't them. So we didn't answer the phone.
And see, my mom would tell us, you know, normally there would be, you know, food set up for us.
Mm-hmm.
But once I started, you know, getting in the kitchen, my mom was like, okay, you can make,
right,
you know, hot dogs or
yeah.
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what it is now, but back then when we got home from school, we wasn't even hungry.
Mm-hmm.
We wasn't even hungry. We wasn't even thinking about that. We was just thinking about getting out of our uniform.
Right.
Playing our video games or playing with our Barbies and wrestlers. We wasn't even, you know, on that
right.
type of time. And my mom often had, you know, snacks.
Right.
In the house. Like.
Yeah.
So if we wanted, like, a snack, you know, we had Twinkies and stuff.
Yeah.
Or we had, like, little juices or whatever.
Right, exactly.
We were good.
Right.
Now. Not to say we didn't get into shit, because I told y'all before I ended up smoking paper. But because that's how our brain works. We're like, oh, let's see what the fuck this will do. Let's see, you know.
Now, can you imagine an 8 and a 6-year-old getting the stuff, being home alone for 5 damn days?
And that is what is pleasantly shocking about the situation, that they didn't first burn down the house.
Yes.
And they are still alive.
Girl.
And they are, by God's grace, healthy.
Absolutely.
Because that could have been tragic.
Absolutely.
That could have been extremely tragic. Like mm-hmm. the mother who threw her kids into traffic.
Yeah, is that the one that when the eclipse happened and she went bananas?
Yes.
Or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she threw her baby into traffic, and her 13-year-old had to watch her sister get killed.
Yeah, that's insane.
And they gave her custody.
They gave her custody back of the 13-year-old.
They gave her back custody of the rest of the kids that survived.
Whoa! Are you? What?
Just the other day, yep.
How? And what, under what? Because they want her to kill the rest of them?
I don't. That's beyond me. The judge is under investigation now because of this.
Because he granted her custody of the children.
Yes.
Am I being fooled?
I wish you were. Because when I heard it the other day, I was sitting here like, this is fake news. It has to be. But they gave her back custody of these kids.
My goodness.
Yes. So look for an update on Cooking Positivity, maybe Talking-ish on that story, because I don't have all the details. All I know is she got, you know, custody of the kids that survived. and the judge is being investigated.
I don't know what to say. I can't even say nothing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the shenanigans continue, you know.
Oh, boy.
Now.
Oh, my goodness.
Shelby Hewitt.
Mm-hmm.
This name should be familiar. She's a 32-year-old woman who posed as a student.
And
was molesting kids.
Oh, no, that part's not funny. At
yeah,
all.
No. But
that's straight, girl. I cannot.
She entered into school as a student and carried on relationships
with the little boy.
With these young boys until she was found out. I saw a story like this on Law and Order SVU.
Oh, my goodness. Girl, when did you see that? Because I thought I watched every episode.
No, I seen that a while back. I'm a SVU stand.
I love it. But
I saw this story on Law and Order SVU well before anything like this ever came out. And now, granted, in the story on Law and Order, this young lady was, what, 19, going on 20?
Mm-mm-mm.
And she was in the system, and she had nobody, she had nowhere else to go. And, you know, when you turn 18, you know, they kick you out of the system. You're on your own. You know, you got to figure out life. She couldn't figure out life because all she knew was foster care, going through the system, et cetera. And so she found out, like, if you pose as a teenage kid, you know, you can remain in the system. You can keep getting your, you know, benefits and support.
And what's this child name again? Shelby who?
This is Shelby Hewitt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in her case, like I said, she's 32 years old.
Now, what grade, so what grade is she,
High school. It just says.
Okay. To be a high school student. Okay.
Yes, the English high school. This is in Boston. This is in Boston, and she was attending different high schools within Boston. Public system using false names.
Oh my goodness.
She attended Brenton High School, the English High School, and Jeremiah E. Burke High School.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
They noticed irregularities in her paperwork.
Oh, they did.
At the Jeremiah E. Burke School.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how she got caught. And she got caught because someone said that they were, you know, withdrawing their daughter from school because of bullying.
Okay.
And apparently, this woman was doing the bullying.
Oh,
because she was messing with one of the boys.
Mm-hmm.
That was supposed to be this young lady's boyfriend at the time.
Oh, Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
And this grown-ass woman proceeded to bully this young girl
mm-hmm.
over a child that she should not even be messing with. And that's how she got, that's how she got caught.
Some people are just sick.
Beyond sick.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
Yes. And speaking of sick, a story that we revisited, there was a video of a young man beating up on a teacher.
Okay.
Teacher's aide, we covered that.
Uh-huh.
Well, now he's suing the school.
Oh, okay.
Because he said the school made him do it.
The school made him do it. Okay.
Yes.
But yes, well, yes, because we talked about the people egging him on and stuff.
Yeah, but this is, they said it's a ticking time bomb, is what the tagline is. And I'll remind you, this happened in Florida.
Okay.
I don't know the, you know, laws or the full parameters for Florida. But I do know that this young man who attacked this woman, and it turns out she was a teacher's aide.
Yeah.
Is now suing the school because he claims he was a ticking time bomb.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, he beat her bad.
Oh no! What?
Yeah, we showed the picture. We didn't show, you know, we showed the video. We didn't show the aftermath.
Yeah.
He has filed a lawsuit against the public school, accusing the district of failing to meet his needs in the lead up to the incident. He attacked the teacher's aide and we saw, he beat. And at the time, we didn't know that it was a woman he was beating on, because in the video, you know, it doesn't show
right
fully.
Mm-hmm.
She suffered 5 broken ribs.
Oh, no.
A severe concussion, loss of hearing.
Damn, what?
Yes.
Horrible.
And all of this happened because she refused to give him permission to use his Nintendo Switch in class.
And so he just went off.
And his family, well, he's suing because he's 18 now.
Okay.
That they failed to address his disabilities through a proper behavioral plan on multiple occasions, ultimately leading to the attack. The district should be held to account for its failure, which have forever changed the trajectory of this young man's life.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I have mixed feelings about this.
Yeah, I don't know where to go with this one.
Now, as a mother of a child with disability,
okay.
I have plenty of meetings. I have, you know, plenty of conversations.
Right.
Because I am an advocate for my child.
Right. Mm-hmm.
My child does not have behavioral disability, you know, outbursts and things like that. Hers is more mental. But for my understanding, these same meetings are in place, whether it's a behavioral disability or a mental disability. you have these same meetings, you have these same, you know, parameters
yeah.
set.
Right, right.
So you can figure out what's best for your child.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's suing the school, does he and then sue his parents? Who are supposed to advocate for him and, you know, be his mouth in these meetings and fight. Now, I'm not going to hold you. It gets, you know, hairy in there because they use words that I don't always understand. I have to Google, you know,
yeah.
to make sure I understand fully, you know, what they're trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
And what this means for my child in particular.
Right.
And it's a lot. But you have to do it for your child to make sure your child, one, not only gets the education that they need, but in the right environment to receive such education.
Yeah.
So when we say, oh, no, the school didn't do what they were supposed to do, where were the parents?
Right.
Because before he entered the school, his parents had to have a meeting. His parents had to sit down and say, hey, my child exhibits this kind of behavior, whoop-de-whoop-wah-de-wah. And I'm not going to sit here and say I'm playing devil's advocate. I'm just going to say, you know, where were the parents?
Right. Right.
And if he acted like this over a Nintendo Switch.
Ooh, child. Ooh.
Clearly, his needs weren't being met, like he said. But he needed other parameters as far as his education.
Right.
And I don't understand how you can attack this woman and then in turn sue the school and be like, oh, it was y'all fault. I don't. But with the legal system we got now, I don't know.
Girl. Hmm.
He may win. Who the hell knows?
Yeah.
Well, keep y'all abreast on that story
yeah.
too, because
that's something else, child.
And we, like I said, we showed the video when it first came out a while back.
Yeah.
And he beat that lady. Real
I didn't realize that.
Yes. And like I said, in the video when we first showed it,
mm-hmm.
we thought it was a guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's still no excuse. No excuse mm-hmm. for...
Mm-hmm.
But to know that it was a woman
mm-hmm.
on top of everything that we saw is...
Mm-hmm.
Geesh.
Mm-hmm.
But moving on, we have a very long, you won't believe this ish letter.
Oh my goodness. What is it?
Okay. So we're gonna call our listener my cousin's cousin.
Let me call you.
We gonna call her my cousin's cousin.
Mm-mm-mm.
Now, my cousin's cousin said, y'all won't believe this ish. I have been living with my cousin for 2 years. And I have been helping her pay rent. And I have been, you know, helping her pay bills. But my cousin is a scammer. She likes to scam guys out of their money on the internet. she likes to scam companies. And her latest scam put us all at risk.
Oh, no.
Okay. Now, for listeners listening or, you know, watching on Spotify or whatever, understand these are entries that someone has sent us. So we're protecting their identity by giving them a nickname, if you will. Because there's a lot of legal stuff going on in this, you won't believe this ish letter. And I don't know if the listener understood this, didn't care. I'm not sure. But it's a lot going on, so y'all please pay attention. So she says her cousin started dating a guy about a month ago. Now, I don't know if it's a month ago from, you know, when we're reading this or a month ago from when it was sent in. I'm not sure. She says she's dating this guy about a month ago, and he is, okay, we're going to say he's with the shit. Y'all okay. Get it. If you know, you know. Because she went into too much detail. We don't want them problems. All right. And so she said her cousin fell in love with said guy.
Okay.
And she's willing to be his ride or die. Now, oh Lord, yeah. She's still scamming on guys on the internet. She gets these guys to tell her where they live, where they work, and what have you. Now, I'm not even going to tell y'all what city they're in because, yeah. But she got the love of her life to rob one of the guys' house and rob one of the guys' jobs. He works at a bank.
What? Oh, my goodness. Oof. Yeah.
And the guy convinced her to commit insurance fraud by staging a robbery at her own house, saying that all of these items were stolen from the home.
Mm-hmm.
3 big screen TVs, computers, etc., jewelry, whatever.
Yeah.
Now, what my cousin's cousin said is that the dumbass didn't counter the fact that she has a Ring camera. And they caught the whole shit on the Ring camera.
What?
So, when she called the cops, and the cops asked, you know, did you know the guys? Did you know what was going on?
Wow.
My cousin's cousin said, no, we were in here asleep. And the cop asks, you slept through the entire thing. My cousin's cousin says she was not home. She says she came home to cops being outside, and she immediately became concerned because her cousin was inside. And she had no clue what the hell was going on. And the police asked about the Ring camera. My cousin's cousin said, oh, I didn't pay my bill. So it ain't working. The cop looked at her like she was crazy. This is my cousin's cousin's words, not mine.
Okay.
The cop looked at her like she was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Wrote it down. And while they're inside, apparently, you know, there are other officers asking the neighbors, you know, if they seen anything, if they heard anything.
Yeah.
And the neighbor, one of the neighbors has a Ring camera also.
Dumber and dumber.
So my cousin's cousin's cousin is inside telling the police, you know, she ain't pay her bill, so her Ring camera ain't working properly, won't be blah, blah, blah. So they ask the neighbor, you know, well, is your Ring camera working properly? And she says, yeah. They ask if they could see the footage from, you know, the night prior. They show her, they show the officer the footage. And you see the boyfriend and his crew pull up with a U-Haul in another truck. You see her open the door, let them in, and they start taking the TVs and stuff out. Oh, boy. Wow. Well.
That's hilarious.
My cousin's cousin said, my cousin's scamming days are over.
Oops.
Because she is now locked up. Along with her ride or die.
Ooh.
And some of his crew.
Ooh, that should have been on the dumb bunny of the day.
Listen.
Oh, my goodness. Dum, dum, dum.
And that's the, you won't believe this ish letter for this episode. I appreciate the letter. Thank y'all for sending it in.
You right. We ain't gonna believe this is. I don't believe it. You hear me?
Listen, and the fact that old girl was really like, oh, I ain't paying my bill. That's not how Ring cameras work, boo.
This is a real, you ain't gonna believe this ish letter right here. This is what you send in, guys. Cause I can't believe this.
Wow. And this has been talking ish. Lisa, what you got going on? Because I'm done.
Wow. I'm still trying. I mean, all the stuff that we covered, man, that's wow.
Listen.
But this letter tops it. But, sucks. I'm doing an event on the 4th in Vallejo, California.
Okay.
It's a couple's thing. Look, I be having so much going on. I would be going on. Look.
Not a couple's event. Okay, Lisa.
Yeah, but I'm setting up. I'm setting up. Bags and Bougie is setting up.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Setting up there. I don't know if you can get tickets at the door, but it's called the Love Language Banquet Dining Experience. So, yeah, let me check now. Because it did say attire is white, all white after 5. Okay. $150 per couple. Okay. And payment plans will be available. So, yeah, I don't think that you can get tickets at the door, but it sounds like a beautiful event. It's by Lovers for Life Presents and After 5 Banquet. This is going to be the girl. Do you hear me? I'm just elated to be in the building.
All okay. Right.
Mm-hmm. So, I so it's at a cultural center. So, you just can't pull up and buy anything. So, well, that's what I got going on. And then, writing for Moolah, selling these digital products, that's what I got going on. And don't forget to tap in if you're interested in literally writing your own paycheck, literally writing for it. Just tap in with Aya Zakia. And we will get you hooked up and ready to go, and so you can have a hot girl summer or a hot girl winter,
right.
You know, and a hot girl fall or whatever it is you want to do by the end of the year. I promise you, you're going to have the coins to do it, depending on how much you write. This thing is all up to you. There's no recruiting. You don't have to worry about somebody being on your left leg or your right leg. You don't have to worry about anything rolling up to your sponsor. This is all on you. There's, in fact, this hustle is no excuses.
Right.
It's no excuses. Okay? No excuses. If you are tired of being tired, if you are tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, this will definitely give you a cushion in between getting those paychecks. And it will even replace those paychecks if you want it to. It don't have to do with anybody else but you. Okay? There's a very small investment. It's not going to break you. And it's not going to make you. I'm telling you, the startup cost for this thing, you spend that every week. Okay? Mm-hmm. All you got to do is just sacrifice a few things. Only if you're just tired of, living from paycheck to paycheck. Excuse me, because I know a lot of people are. This inflation is insane. And I tell you, this is one way to get into a position where you walk into a store and you don't even need to know the price. You just say, I want that.
Okay.
But it's all up to you. Okay? It's all up to you. No excuses. All up to you. What you want to do. So, like I said, tap in with myself or Zakia, and we can give you more information and we can get you started. So that's what I got going on, sis.
All right. Now, speaking of Bags and Bougie,
mm-hmm.
If you subscribe to Cooking with Positivity,
mm-hmm.
you can get the VIP exclusive first dibs on all the new Bags and Bougie Lisa got going on.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure y'all tap in. We also have a movie night.
Mm-hmm.
We also have honorary hosts. You could be our honorary guest host. Right here on Talkin' Ish. Who knows?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Listen, we have our...
Somebody talking is to talk is with us.
Look. Your last time we had Tisha Winkler.
Right.
And she said she had a ball. She want to come back. So okay. Y'all just tap in.
We enjoyed her.
And we have our book club. We are reading Dark Obsessions for this month by our family member Delphine. So make sure y'all tap into that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And on that note, y'all, we out.
Bye.
We do promotions like no other. Take advantage of this unique advertising experience. Not only do you get an original promo on our podcast, but you get an amazing creative social media post to accompany your promo. We have promotions for everyone, from authors to consultants. We want to work with you. So take the time to check out our packages and let's grow together today.
Baby gotta go to court for another
fight.
Girl
wanna fight cause a man looking at my run and say.
And a man mad cause I put her on a flight. Hey, hey,
we talking this.
Hey, hey,
we talking this.
Hey, hey,
we talking this.
Oh my god,
we talking this.